If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Top 5 Dynasty Rookie Rankings. Is Chris Olave on the rise, folks? We're excited to break it down with Paul Blake as we do the Top 10 Dynasty Rookie Rankings starting right now on the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. Welcome back, folks, to another episode of the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Lamarca. I hope you had all a great holiday celebrating your July 4th. If you missed the fireworks, we got some fireworks today on this show as Paul Blake breaks down his top 5 Dynasty Rookie Rankings. And the best part, too, is it ain't cookie cutter, folks. Take that cookie cutter shit. Get it out of here. We're bringing you the hot takes. We don't have that typical stuff here at Razzball.com. Before we jump into the top 5 rankings, make sure you're following us across the board. Make sure you're jumping over to Razzball Fantasy on YouTube. Subscribe. If you're following this right now, please go subscribe. Leave a comment. Tell Paul how you feel about those rankings right on YouTube. Also, make sure you're checking us on IG and TikTok for daily content. We're dropping videos there every single day. Shorter clips, bite-sized stuff for you. And also make sure you're going to Razzball.com, folks, because we don't just do football. We got basketball, hockey, and, of course, the flagship, baseball. All right, let's get him in here. Let's bring in my co-host for today. The man is well known as Paul Blake. You can find him at PaulBlakePD12 on Twitter. What's going on, Mr. Blake?
Hey, Bobby. How's it going, man? Nice to see you again.
Oh, I know. The holidays were fun. You know, we had a little break, took some time. I'm ready to go. You know, and I'm tired of breaks. We're ready to talk about your Dynasty rookie rankings, the top 5. And better yet, your article is dropping the top 30, I believe, over a next day or so. So we're excited to have that dropping on the site. So make sure you're checking out on Friday for the top 30, right? Top 30 players?
Well, I'd start with the top 10, but I can keep going. So I'll do top 10, and then I'll do 11 through, I think, 30 from there.
No. You know what? Look at me. I'm looking this up. The holidays, I'm like, you know, you had so much time. I'm crazy. Just top 10 is perfect. Let's dive into it, folks. Let's get into top 5. So today's show is to really narrow it down. Over the last few weeks, we've kind of looked at players you were higher on and lower on, and we're inviting guests on to, you know, have a little debate. But today is just the hot top 5 picks. We want to talk about, you know, if you gathered a bunch of rookie picks in your dynasty league and you have a couple spots at the top, we want to know who you should be pulling the trigger on. And these are very important picks because they could be immediate impact players. So we're going to start at 5, go down to 1. So why don't you start at number 5? Who do you have at 5th in your rankings for your dynasty rookie rankings?
Yeah. So for me, 5th, I've got Garrett Wilson, wide receiver from the Jets. Obviously he was one of their first round draft picks this year. Jumps right into an offense that is completely reloaded. So, you know, quarterback Zach Wilson, he must have been praying to Brigham Young or John Smith or whoever the heck it is that they pray to. But whatever it is, his prayers were answered. He got loaded up with talent. The Jets, they added a player we'll name later on this list at the top. I think most people know who that is, a certain running back from Iowa State. But they brought back Braxton Berrios. They brought back, they've got Michael Carter coming back. Of course, they've got Garrett Wilson. Love their pick in Jeremy Ruckert at tight end. Corey Davis is back. Elijah Moore is back. They signed Lake and Tomlinson, beef up the offensive line. This Jets offense went from the dregs of society to maybe the upper echelon. I mean, I think they'll at least get into the middle of the pack here. And one of the benefactors, this is going to be Garrett Wilson. You know, I kind of joke around about Zach Wilson here, but he was quite good at the deep ball. And I think that's going to be Garrett Wilson's job number one. You know, I think we see Elijah Moore kind of working underneath. Obviously, Berrios is a great slot receiver, return man. Hall's kind of more your possession receiver. I think the guy who's going to take the top off the defense is going to be this cat right here, Garrett Wilson. And I think he's going to cash in big on Zach Wilson's big arm and those deep passes that were one of the few things he did well last year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, this team does have a decent amount of opportunities. In my analysis, just under 200. But the biggest problem for him is that Elijah Moore and Corey Davis missed time last year, and neither of them got like a plethora of targets, but what, 77 and 59. So you have to think they're all going to be kind of competing for those extra targets. So not sure if it's a true Jamar Chase situation where there's just boatload of upside. I don't think a lot of us think that either, but still exciting. He's going inside the top 100 for regular redraft. So I am excited about Garrett Wilson as well. Let's jump down to number four. Who do you got at four?
Four, I got Drake London. That's a little bit lower than some people will have him. And quite frankly, if you want to argue him all the way up to number two, you're not going to find much of a fight for me. I really do like Drake London, big athletic guy, going to be playing on the perimeter, which is going to be great for the Falcons because they'll probably have Kyle Pitts kind of working in the middle there. But, you know, Drake London, I don't know if he'll lead the team in targets. I think he's still probably behind Pitts. Who knows what's going on with Cordell Patterson. But what I really like about this Falcons team is that I think they're going to be the bully birds, man. These are big boys that they've got coming at you. They got Marcus Mariota, who, I mean, what, he's 6'4", 6'5", 225. Yeah, you got Drake London, who measures in about that size. Patterson, Cordell Patterson, 6'2", 220. Obviously, you know, Kyle Pitts, my, what is he, 6'6", 245. These are a lot of big boys that are going to push people around. And I really like their coach, Arthur Smith. He's going to kind of bring that Tennessee Titans vibe to them. Now, they need a running back to step up. I'm not a huge fan of Tyler Algiers, so we'll see how that run game gets going. But if they can't get that going with Algiers, you know it's going to be running with Mariota, and you know Mariota's going to be heavy on the pass, and he's going to want to get that ball out quick. And Drake London's a good guy to get the ball to because he's quite good after the catch as well. Tough guy to bring down, being that big and that strong and that fast.
Yeah. So now the consensus dynasty ranks. Now make sure you're checking out our dynasty ranks over on Razzball.com. We have eight great sites on there along with Paul Blake's. They have him at two. So you actually are lower on Drake London at four. However, here's a couple things. Number one, there's not a lot of teams with more opportunities than the Atlanta Falcons. They have 252 new opportunities potentially for him to step in and grab. The number one wide receivers with Mariota have not been bad either. You know, you have Rishard Matthews, wide receiver 23 and wide receiver 35 in his two seasons. Corey Davis was wide receiver 38. So between, you know, bottom low end wide receiver two to high end wide receiver four, and Drake London's going outside the top 40. So I do think he can make an immediate impact in 2022. Let's jump down to number three. Who do you got at three?
Three is Chris Olave. This is a guy who moved up just a little bit for me. I love Chris Olave. I love kind of, you'll see it in the article when you read it a couple days from now, but this guy's just effortless and smooth. You'll see smooth as probably the most common word used to describe this wide receiver. And where that really comes in and is beneficial is he looks the same every single time he breaks off the ball. So off the line of scrimmage, his route looks the same every time, and it kind of works. You know, it's baseball season, so I'll use analogy like tunneling, okay? So the pitcher releases the ball at the same point every single time. Hitter doesn't know if it's a changeup, curveball, fastball. Gets on him quicker. He's not expecting that. That's kind of the same thing for that corner who's trying to cover Olave, because every break off the line of scrimmage is going to look the same. And if that corner kind of settles back on those heels just a little bit, Olave's going to run right by him. But he can also turn around on a dime and run that hitch, or he can run that cross, and he's actually pretty good after the catch. I know a lot of people don't really talk about that much about Olave, but he is quite good after the catch. Obviously, what I'm worried about is Michael Thomas. Who knows what we get out of Michael Thomas? The other big worry that we have is, you know, the offensive coordinator, Pete Carmichael. Is this guy a yes man? Was he just sitting there and just saying, yes to the previous coach, Sean Payton, and just saying, yeah, Sean looks great, let's go with that play call? Or was he actually coming up with some of this stuff himself? Hard to say, because the Saints offense was garbage with him last year. So I don't know if Carmichael's up to the task. I don't know what's going on with Michael Thomas, but I love the talent of Olave. And Jameis Winston's got a big arm. They kind of reeled him in last year, kept him close to the line of scrimmage. But I think Jameis wants to be Jameis. I bet he wants to spin that thing down the field. And if he wants to do that, Olave is a much better target, I think, than Michael Thomas, who might be a little bit slow getting out of the gates, whereas Olave, like I said before, is going to come charging off that line of scrimmage with relative ease.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
You know, with Chris Olave, a lot of it has to do with his opportunities based on an offense that did not throw a lot last year. Are they going to stay conservative? And like you said, Jameis, we think of Jameis as either the no risk, no biscuit with Bruce Arians throwing 30 for 30, 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, or this ridiculously conservative offense to kind of protect him. Now, Alvin Kamara, is he going to be suspended? How healthy is Michael Thomas? How good is Jarvis Landry still going to be in this offense? Now, from a dynasty perspective, Kamara and Thomas are under contract through the 2024 season, but Jarvis Landry's only for 1 year. So Olave could emerge really quickly as a prominent player in this offense, especially if Thomas doesn't bounce back. And let's say Kamara does get suspended and it gets pushed off for a year. I don't know, but that's another opportunity for him as well. So his current rank, though, is 7. So you're 4 spots higher. So you definitely love Chris Olave over the consensus rank. Let's jump down to number 2.
Yeah, so these last few receivers that I've listed off, I think they've all got a fair shot at taking over kind of the lead role for the targets for each team that they're on. This receiver I have here at number 2, Treylon Burks, I think he's got the best shot at taking over the number 1 target getter for the Tennessee Titans. I think he does basically everything that A.J. Brown does, and I think I wouldn't say does it better, but he's a close facsimile. You know, he's really good at running those crossing routes. He can catch that crossing route and take it to the house, really good after the catch. He's also quite good on go routes. At Arkansas, they kind of pigeonholed him into the slot receiver position, and he wasn't really all that good at it. This is a big guy who I think works better on the perimeter. And the few shots he did get on the perimeter at Arkansas, he was really successful. So I expect the Titans to kind of put Robert Woods in that slot position. And maybe Woods, you know, challenges him for targets, but I don't think he does as much with them. I think Tannehill, you know, much like Winston, he likes to push it down the field a little bit. He's got a big arm he wants to show off every once in a while. I think Burks will be the guy who he throws it to in those situations. And I think Burks kind of does some work after the catch that surprises some people, where I think Drake London is probably most likely to lead all the rookies in touchdown receptions. I think Burks is probably most likely to lead all the rookies in receptions.
Okay. Well, now, Burks, listen, there's no team with more opportunities than the Titans. They have literally, I feel like every player who caught a pass is gone last year. 371. I can't even fathom that. But that's how many available opportunities they have from this year. It's a combination of the available targets plus the potential drop back in attempts, essentially, is what I do for my analysis. A.J. Brown, his rookie season, was the wide receiver 21, but over the second half, he was the wide receiver 5. So Burks might get off to a little bit of a slower start, but man, oh man, he could definitely make an impact in year 1. So I do like this. His current consensus, though, is number 6. So this is another guy you're a lot higher on. So if they're following Paul Blake, you're going to get a lot of Treylon Burks. All right, the last one. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be shocked here, but let's get into it.
I know, a biggest shocker. But one more point on Burks real quick is don't get too hung up on this asthma stuff. I think he's going to play. I wouldn't worry too much about this. He was able to play in Arkansas. It's hotter than a two-peckered puppy down there in Arkansas. You know what I mean? He can definitely, if he can handle Arkansas, he can handle Tennessee. So I think he's going to be on the field. So don't worry about the asthma stuff. Back to my boy, Breece Hall. This is bar none 1-1 for me. He was 1-1 in my pre-draft rankings. He's 1-1 after the draft. Michael Carter fans are kind of a little bummed. I get it. Carter did show some promise. But man, Breece Hall is going to be the number 1 back here. I don't see any other back drafted in this class who's going to take over the RB1. Kenneth Walker, the 3rd, talented kid, good breakaway player. But Rashad Penny's damn good, man. He really looked good at the end of the season. And I don't think the Seahawks are just going to throw that off to the side. I still think Penny gets most of those carries and Walker's more of the change of pace guy. Whereas with the Jets, I think Hall takes over the majority of the carries and Michael Carter's your change of pace guy. He was the best running back the past 2 years in college. He's going to be the best rookie running back in this class. we talked about a comp of Matt Forte. I've heard other people kind of saying that like we did. I think we were one of the earlier ones on that. So good work on that, Bobby. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I see a lot of Matt Forte in here. Catches the ball well, makes people miss, big enough to run him over, but quick enough to run by him. You know, those of us who are old and crusty like me remember Matt Forte and remember Matt Forte being a quality back that you can depend on. Is he going to set the world on fire like Saquon Barkley did his rookie year, or maybe even a CMC? Probably not, but you're looking at a quality top, eventually, I think, top 10 running back in the NFL here with Breece Hall.
So I will say this. One of the things I actually am doing a bunch of my own rankings, too, for redraft. And one of the things that caught my eye about the Jets was they were fourth in the NFL in carries inside the five last year. So you don't think of the Jets in a lot of scoring positions, but they actually had 25 inside the five. That is ridiculous. And it was a combination of 9 for Michael Carter, 6 for Tevin Coleman, 6 for Ty Johnson, 2 for Austin White or whatever it is, Austin something. I don't remember his name. Ridiculous. And 2 to a receiver. And they only converted like 10% of them. So there's going to be a lot of scoring opportunities. That was on a bad Jets offense. Now you infuse all the extra talent. I think he could be an immediate impact. I actually see him as a borderline RB1 this season, let alone dynasty. So I do love that. On top of the fact they have a top 12 offensive line and they added Lincoln Tomlinson this year. So I'm looking forward to that as well. That's all we got for today, folks. It's always fun to, you know, we get tired. The sleepers are nice. The breakouts, we get it. But sometimes you just got to go with the top five and bring in the hot takes. And I love the fact that your rankings are not what you see in the consensus. And make sure you're going to check out that article that drops on Friday on Paul Blake's top 10 dynasty rookie rankings. And make sure you're also going to check out the consensus dynasty rookie rankings over on razzball.com. Just check the link in the description. You'll see eight great sites, including Fantasy Pros, Pro Football Network, and more. Once again, I am your host, Bobby LaMarco. Make sure you go in and check us out on razzball.com. Make sure you're going to check us up on Razzball Fantasy on YouTube, IG, and TikTok. For Paul Blake, I'm Bobby LaMarco. We're out of here, folks.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.